is the second hour of Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. As I mentioned before, RBN is struggling financially and is conducting a pledge drive. You may help by contributing to that pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the website, or you can subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the $1.33 per month, or purchase some advertising if you have a product or service that you wish to sell. Again, just call 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. Our guests today are Dr. Judy Wood and Andrew Johnson. Dr. Wood's websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com, and Andrew's website is checktheevidence.com. And we will take calls after the next break in about 3-4 minutes at 800-313-9443. All righty. The situation with the book that we were talking about, 9/11 American Nuked, basically, what is the purpose of that book? What do you think motivated these people, Jeff, whether it was Jeff Prager or a group, to put this book together? I mean, it's a large book, as it said, 500 pages, and I that
it says 500 pages, but it's only like 100 and some odd in one file, and then
I think it's meant to be double page spread, isn't it? So it's if you look at the PDF file, it's 162 plus, it's in two parts, 86. But then that each of those pages in the PDF looks like a landscape double page spread.
Oh, okay.
So I presume they're counting it as double sized pages or something. It's an odd format, certainly, to look at.
But they have pictures in them, centered on them, too.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, the motivation, I think, is literally, to muddy things up, to make it look credible, to bring in, we haven't really seen nuclear fusion brought into the 9/11 side so much. They've kind of mixed together in this document fusion and fission,
and nanotechnology and machinery.
And nanotechnology, which is, all these buzz phrases and so on that people come up with. So people are going to look at this, though. Yeah, this is the business. This is the bee's knees, so to speak, as we say. Yeah, this is the real stuff,
Prager's not a scientist.
Right. So I think it's just really, again, perception management, make it look impressive, to confuse people, give a level of fake credibility. And then, obviously, again, if you search for drjudywood.com in this document, in the 500 or whatever page you want to describe it as, you won't find a single reference to that. So that, I think, betrays very clearly what its agenda is, to make you not look at that or to discourage you from looking at it, because that's not, that's not the correct version of what is correct.
True. And of course, the people that use the space beams term and other things, they use the terminology, the right terminology, and it really is designed to discredit somebody, not to discredit their work, but just to discredit them as a person.
Right.
And that keeps people from looking at the evidence.
Sure. Keeps people very distracted.
Yeah, and as you said, a lot of work has gone into this. This isn't just something that's been put together on a web page, in a couple of days. Several weeks of work gone into this, at least, I would say, even if it is just an elaborate sort of cut and pasting job from various sources.
Did you see page 8?
Page 8, no, I didn't get to that. Is that on the first
yeah.
One, is it?
Yes. They cut and pasted the wrong thing in there.
Yeah, what is that all about? When I ran across that the first time, I thought, what does this have to do with anything? It's for blitz pads, for...
Zit, oxy-zits or something.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's an ad campaign.
All righty. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back, and we'll take some calls at 800-313-9443.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Today are Dr. Judy Wood and Andrew Johnson. And Andrew, why don't we, before we take some calls, could we just quickly cover the Vancouver 9/11 hearing before that?
Certainly, yeah, that'd be very useful. Thank you. We've got these hearings coming up. Is it in June or July, is it, Judy?
Mid-June.
And we had these Toronto hearings, which were organised by a chap called James Gourley. And these hearings were about, you know, 9/11, and they were meant to set up another sort of citizens commission of some kind. And, you know, there's various websites that you can go and look at these. But the Toronto hearings, Dr. Judy wasn't invited. And we have evidence that they were a complete setup, and that's covered on my website. I've got an article called 9/11 Truth Deafness at the Toronto hearings. And then we've got these other hearings which have been organised by Jim Fetzer in June. Dr. Judy Wood and Dr. Morgan Reynolds were both invited, but due to the way the conference has been set up, and you can see the way it's been set up, where they just want to say, oh, well, you know,
it's a debunking party.
Yeah, it's basically a debunking party, but they're trying to sort of say, well, is it a debate? You know, let's debate 9/11 and then we can decide what to do. Well, I'm sorry, but in 2008, a court case was already started because the evidence...
2007.
Then, yeah, sorry, 2007. I keep saying 2008. In 2007, the evidence was already available. Enough of it was already available to start a court case, and affidavits were submitted, and all that is on record. So there's no point in even debating that. So you have to ask yourself what the purpose of these upcoming hearings in Vancouver is. I don't want to go on about them too much, but Again, my understanding is that Dr. Reynolds is not going, and I know that Dr. Judy's not going either. So if you hear any stories that they are, then these stories are untrue.
And they're listing us on their website. That's interesting. And of all the people that they list, we're the only two that have theories, in the little blurb describing us.
Right. So everybody else has evidence. Yeah, everyone else apparently has evidence, but Dr. Reynolds and Dr. Wood only have theories. So there you go. You've just got to follow the person that's written all that out and read about them in my book, and you'll probably get a handle on what's going on. But the other interesting point that we've sort of thought about, and we don't really know the answer, is that both of these hearings have been held in Canada, whereas I think most of the speakers are Americans. Which is odd. You would have thought, why have you got to go all the way across the border to Canada and go through immigration for what it is? I know it's not huge between America and Canada, but what's all that about? Why don't they hold it in New York or something, or some central place that's easy to get to? Why has everyone got to go north to Canada? Seems very strange to me. So there's something going on there, I think.
Avoiding U.S. laws, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was really a U.S. lawyer who set up the Toronto one.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, James Gourley, as I say, he was the U.S. lawyer. So I really don't know, venues are cheaper in Canada. I don't know.
Didn't want to be disbarred for promoting a hoax.
Could be, it could be that. But so I think it's worth, encourage people to just think a bit more about what's going on with these things before making a judgment. And another little thing I'd like to say is that I've written a lot of this up, some of what we've talked about today in my book, 9/11, Finding the Truth. And I've just made a Kindle version, an Amazon Kindle version, so I found out how to do that. It's not too difficult. And you can download the Kindle version either from my website, or I've actually now set it up as an Amazon, product that you can buy for 99 cents. So if you've got, if you use Kindle and you find it convenient to just buy it and then it gets downloaded onto your Kindle automatically, you can do that for 99 cents now. 9/11, Finding the Truth, Andrew Johnson. And that should come up on your Kindle.
All righty. And you don't even need to actually buy a Kindle. You can use a Kindle for your PC, which you can download for nothing. So
that's right. That's right. So it's all there for you.
Okay, that sounds super. Thank you very much. Alrighty, let's take some calls. We've got a bunch of callers lined up here. Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna and Dr. Woods and Andrew. It's a pleasure to talk with you guys. Colonel House told Woodrow Wilson when they were setting up the Social Security before it did, that it's real secretive, and he said people would not figure it out. There might be a few that might figure it out, and we'll just, make them look like they're, idiots. Well, that's what we're doing with today with 9/11. There's so many different groups, and everybody's got the right answers or the right theory or whatever. And instead of coming together and see what they have in common, well, we know that 9/11 happened. We know that someone evil did it. But beyond that, they won't do that. I was involved with a Patriot group, and I started seeing a lot of people leaving. Well, when I got a hold of someone that was one of the first that got ridiculed and left because they asked questions, I got the rest of the answers. I actually talked to from the horse's mouth, and I couldn't believe that I'd been living lies. And so Dr. Woods and Andrew, it's amazing to me that you can tell that this has been set up. All these different groups, they've been infiltrated, or they were set up purposely to keep people away from the full truth of what happened in 9/11. And these people that have done this are sitting back and laughing at the Patriot Movement, because we're not going nowhere, because we can't. We can't agree with with the evidence. We have to go by facts, not by feelings, not by theories. You know what I mean?
Not by vote. What I like to ask is, those who planned 9/11, that was a pretty serious planning to put it out. Do you think they just forgot to plan a cover-up?
No,
I mean,
of course not.
It's just obvious, though. I mean, if you just forget all the theories and just look at the facts that you're trying to bring forth, you know, you got to look at the facts.
Have you read my book?
Out of the way.
Have you read my book?
No, I haven't, but I looked at your website and I've listened to you before. And
if you read my book, you'll see what happened. You'll understand what happened. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. It's not that I'm trying to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You bring forth facts.
I think, you know, to add on to what you're saying, I think it does get, I don't know if I'm sensing you correctly, but it does get very depressing. Because, you know, I now describe what we're doing, you know, us as a group. We're a minority of a minority. I mean, the truth movement, the patriot movement, and so on, it's still a sort of a minority of people. It seems to be a growing minority. But that, as you, I think, have implied or even openly stated, the parts of that have been set up from the get-go. The people that are running the planet, or whichever group it is, whatever name you give to them, they knew what was going to happen. You know, they knew when the internet became popular, they knew the sorts of things that people were going to get into. So they had to get their mitts into those things early on and make sure they never went anywhere. And a lot of these groups, I think, as you were implying, have been sabotaged, have been neutralized. You get infighting and so on. And the problem then becomes, you know, if you, for example, to go and read my book, which is free, you might think, oh, well, this is just a load of, you know, quarrelling and arguing and infighting. I'm not going to read this. It's just, you know, it's just upsetting me. And that's what it can appear as. And that, therefore, it stops the progression to the understanding, which is what a lot of people desire, because you've got all that noise and crud, you know, in the way. You've got to spend a long time in, you know, working through all of that. And some people just either haven't got the time or they haven't got the combination of the time and the interest. And that, I think, is, you know, what we've certainly what I've found and we've always been working against. And so you're really almost down to an individual with this. You know, it's down to each individual to do what they can to further their own understanding and not rely on the larger groups to do anything in particular. Other than perhaps facilitate certain things like you know, certain types of meetings where you can get some useful information and so on. Going back to Dr. Wood's book, if you know, one of the things I've tried to do, Dr. Wood came over to the UK in October last year, and we got some good recordings, and I've got quite a good DVD that I'm, you know, basically selling at cost price. And I can ship you one of those over to the US for, you know, $2 or $3 if you go onto my website. And you just, if you've got PayPal, yeah, I can get you one of those. So, and that we've got quite a positive reaction to that. That, you know, people have found this a very understandable presentation. So, if you don't want to wade through the whole book at this point, you can at least get a DVD from me, and you know, and that should explain most of the salient things in the presentation.
Well, if I could great just say idea. One more thing, I know. If I could just say one more thing, just to give an example of what I'm trying to say is. I was belonged into this to try to get back the Republic with this certain group, and I don't want to mention any names. And what happened is all the leaders got kicked out, and one person took over and became the savior of the group, like he's some kind of prophet. And when people started questioning his motives and his and what he was doing, then they got ridiculed and got kicked out. And it started happening more and more and more, and all these promises never happened. And when I got a hold of some of the ones that first got kicked out, that caught on, I got the rest of the puzzle. So what happens with the truth movement, when you start asking questions and say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense, over here doesn't make sense, let's look at the real facts here. What's the real facts? Mm-hmm. And see, and if you start questioning it, that's when they start moving in on you.
Absolutely. And I've found, you know, I had to leave the UK truth groups, and I left the Scholars for 9/11 truth group, you know, because the similar things, basically.
Right. All righty, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're not not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our guests today are Dr. Judy Wood and Andrew Johnson. Dr. Wood's websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com. Andrew's website is checktheevidence.com. And I understand that a lot of libraries do have Dr. Wood's book. And so if even if your local library does not have a copy, they can get a copy for you through interlibrary loan. All righty. Do we still have Barry on the line, or?
Yes, and thank you for telling me that. I'll check that out.
All righty.
And if they can't find one through interlibrary loan, they know that there's interest in getting a copy too. There are, you know, several libraries that have waiting lists, so they've ordered more.
All righty. Barry, did you have another question? Because we do have a lot of other callers.
Yeah, it's just that my main thing is before you go into a movement, some kind of truth movement or whatever, check out everything before you do that and get all the information before you make a decision. I felt like I wasted 2 years of my life, but like someone told me, the lady that I asked all the questions, if you didn't go through that, you wouldn't have met all the great people that you've met. There is a lot of good people in this movement that I was in, but they just some of them are still deceived. But I met a lot of good people, so I have a lot of good friends that are like-minded, and I'm thankful for that. So
and you also learn Right, and you also learned what one of the cover-up techniques are that you wouldn't have appreciated if you hadn't gone through that.
Oh, yes, I learned a lot. And thank you so much for letting me come on and share this with you and what you shared with me already. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. All righty, let's take William on line two. William, welcome to the program.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think it's a privilege to be on this show with the three of you, really, and particularly Dr. Wood. And I just want to say that Dr. Wood and Andrew Johnson are like the silver lining of the dark cloud of 9/11, all the destruction and the murder.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much. That's very kind.
Yeah, well, that destruction and murder benefited a very tiny portion of humanity and was devastating to everyone else. But I think the root of the 9/11 evil was the financial system out of London and New York. And it allows the control and the corruption of most of the world through control of the information and knowledge and corruption of most people in the world.
But what has empowered that? Think of where'd they get their power from? They got their power from 9/11.
Well, yeah, but that the fact that they thought they could get away with that was because through the money they controlled, they think they control everything. And I think they felt they controlled the Internet far more than they did. And thank God they didn't. But anyways, I think the insanity and the lies of the powers that are today, it's become so arrogant, so reckless, and so aggressive that it's provoking like an equal and opposite reaction of which you are a part, and that reaction is sanity and truth. And I'm really looking forward to the day that these criminal psychopaths are the powers that were, not the powers that are. And I think it's not only in, you're covering the science and energy part of the truth, there's a tsunami of truth coming. And you're covering the energy part of that, but there's also...
That is the part that gives the other the power. That is sort of like the central processing unit of the whole works.
Right, I take what the caller's saying. If I could just add in a couple of little bits here. I think, you know, energy, the idea of having free energy, which we haven't really mentioned so much in this program, we have before, but the Hutchison effect, which is what they tried to cover up, going back to that Brager document that we were talking about, it isn't even in there, and the Hutchison effect is one of these routes to free energy, and the free energy is one of the dimensions of a world of plenty, because everything, you know, that you've been sort of mentioning, money and so on, that's all part of the scarcity paradigm, that there's not enough to go around, there's not enough resources, there's not enough food, not enough, you know, healthcare and so on, not enough fuel. That's all part of the scarcity paradigm that the people running the planet, whoever they are, have tried to make more powerful, you know, more controlling over the last few years. And I think, you know, that the whole money system and all that is part of it. So that would be my, you know, point on that side of things.
Well, I agree with you, and I think if you look, it's not just it's money, the media, it's there's incredible awakenings in medicine, the fraud of modern Western medicine, all kinds of science, mathematics, you know, you're covering, again, the energy part of it, religion and politics, and, you know, when we eliminate, or when we go toward a more truthful spreading of knowledge, I see that we're going to eliminate, there are multi-trillion dollar frauds going on today. There's the energy fraud of hydrocarbon energy. There's the money fraud of fractional reserve banking. There's the fake war fraud of this Afghanistan, Iraq, and now we're supposed to attack Iran. The Western medical fraud is at least a $1 trillion fraud. And the world is just going to be an incredible place when we move beyond all this fraud, and we get rid of these psychopaths that are the powers that are today, and they become the powers that were. And I guess my question to both of you is, what motivates you to do this?
All righty. We do have to go to a break, and they'll answer that on the other side of the break. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Guests today are Dr. Judy Wood and Andrew Johnson. And William asked, what motivated both of you to do what you're doing? Dr. Wood, let's start with you. What motivated you?
Well, as I say in my book, that, you know, when I first told my mom I had to do this, and I was going to get into it, and she said, well, if you do that, then you won't have a job. And I replied, if I don't, nobody will have a job. And as I see it, you know, this is our planet. Whose responsibility is it to expose these things? And I see 9/11 as really the central processing unit of it all. And it's not the event of 9/11 that happened. It's the cover-up of it that's allowed everything else to take place. Just imagine if the day after 9/11 it was solved, you know, the truth came out. We wouldn't have, you can go down the laundry list of things that have happened since then.
Absolutely.
9/11 has empowered everything. So it's those who are covering up 9/11 that are the most guilty in my book, and because they are empowering everything that's taking place.
Right. Now, tell us about your job. Tell us how your life has been impacted by your doing this.
Well, if you think about it, you know, you can't keep doing what I was doing and be researching 9/11. You see enough of the smearing on the internet. Teaching, you know, at a university, the students would be looking for all sorts of excuses to not learn the material and complain. And then it turned into a zoo. As it was when I was still teaching, the various internet trolls, anything that's in the way I call a troll, lead, follower, get out of the way, get in the way, you're a troll. They would be, they emailed my dean, my department chair, my colleagues. Who knows how many students they emailed? Right. Yeah, it's very disruptive to whatever job, kind of job you have. But I chose, to sacrifice my career to do what I'm doing because I felt it was that important. It's, if I didn't, the information that I put in my book wouldn't be out there because I've been doing this for quite a few years now, and it still isn't out there by anybody else. What does that Right. tell you?
Yes.
And no All one right. can refute it.
Exactly. It's much easier to just discredit you, correct?
Yes, yes. And that would harm any, kind of professional position you would have. And probably why a few want to stick their neck out and support. It's because they don't want that to happen to them.
Sure. All righty. Andrew, what motivated you?
Well, it was really a sort of an ongoing process for me. I mean, I'm still working and stuff, but I'm sort of I kind of work as a consultant, I suppose you call it, and so I'm kind of more, I'm not working with an establishment in the same way Dr. Wood was, and also I don't have the qualifications that she has, so I can easily be kind of dismissed because I've just got a sort of degree in computer science and physics, which quite a lot of people have got that sort of qualification, so it's nothing particularly special. And so I haven't had the same attacks made on me as Dr. Wood has by any stretch of the imagination. But my motivation really was that I knew that there was stuff that was being covered up, important stuff which would make a huge, huge difference to our lives. And I started that process of research back in 2003, and I realized that the official story of 9/11 was false in about early 2004, mid-2004, something like that. And I moved forward from there, really, and eventually came into contact with Dr. Wood, I think, in late 2006, mid-2007. I can't remember the exact time, but it was around then. And so I've really gone forward with that and tried to... My goal has been to use the resources that I've got to hand to give the information away as widely as possible.
Right, and of course the free energy issue that you brought up before the break is really, if you really think about it, I mean, everybody should have access to electricity, right, to be warm, to have the all of the amenities that free energy
absolutely
would give. I mean, it's amazing, and yet we have people, predator-type people, who have control taken over and control energy, control communication, control transportation, and this has always been the case. But
he who controls the energy controls the people.
Yes.
Right. I mean, if the caller wanted to, I've written an article called A World of Abundance or A World of Scarcity, where I try and go through a lot of these themes, and that's on my website. It's also in the book that I mentioned earlier on, because I think that's where I ended up, basically. I wrote that in 2008, And if you want to have a look at that, you'll see sort of some of the threads that I tried to pull together there, which might be helpful. I don't know.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. All righty. I think we've answered that question. Let's take Maurice in Georgia. Maurice, welcome to the program.
Hi. Let me give my thanks again to all of you for your efforts. And I was just going to interject some observations. One, I heard Gordon Duff talking this morning on the Mike Harris show somewhat about this topic. I haven't read the book in question, so I don't know what their stance is exactly, but I know that he was also making references to free energy out of, I guess, this nuke technology, which I didn't hear the whole show, so I don't really know. But I was wondering what you know about what they're actually claiming. And the other thing he was saying that I thought was kind of interesting was linking it to our interest in bombing Iran, because he seemed to maintain that they had were developing these free energy technologies there.
I thought they were covering plasma physics on that program.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't hear the whole sequence.
Well, if I may try and answer that question,
yeah.
Earlier in the program we discussed this document which Gordon Duff was promoting. It's called 9/11 Newt.
And Mike Harris has also had Prager on his show a couple of weeks ago.
Right, okay, I wasn't aware of that. But if you look at that document, you can download it. It's called 9/11 Nuked by Jeff Prager. So if you Google that, you can download the two files. If you don't have it free, you can download them free. And you can have a look through there. And in that, you will indeed find references to energy. Now, up until about 2006, no one at all that I can think of was talking about the energy issue in relation to 9/11, except in the context of, you know, depleting oil supplies, and they had to go and get control of Afghanistan because of oil. Nobody was talking about fusion, you know, physics and this sort of thing. Dr. Wood started talking about that, I think, in 2007, was it? Because that's where the evidence had led you, I think, to that sort of place.
Right. In fall of 2006, it started putting stuff out, but I knew about it in early 2006.
Right.
Through my student, who was soon murdered after that.
Right. That's one
I would
thing
like
you
to talk
so.
About that, too.
After we finish this one.
Yes.
If I just finish off. So,
yeah.
If you look at that Prager document, it talks about fusion energy in there, as we discussed earlier on, and they seem to be, what they've done is they've taken that fusion energy information, mixed it all up with stuff that is irrelevant, so that you don't actually see that what it's actually to do with is the Hutchison effect. If you go and look at the Hutchison effect in 9/11, Dr. Wood's studies of that, you'll see it's all there, it's all laid out for you, it's perfectly clear what's actually going on. Whereas if you look at that Prager document, you won't have a clue. It looks impressive, but it won't really give you a clear picture as to how it relates to 9/11.
All righty. Thank you, Maurice.
Great. Thanks.
All righty. Did you have another question? Apparently not.
Well, yeah. Just
okay.
Do you have a source? You know, I had talked with you before at one point, and you'd made the point of how do you communicate, because your Dr. Wood's basic premises, and I've come up with my own solution potentially to educate people a little bit, and just in passing. I'm wondering if you have a source of 3D models of the site at Lower Manhattan, and I mean, I know I can build.
Okay,
here's
what my premise is. Let's look at the evidence. If you're building models, you're not looking at the evidence. You have to make assumptions to make models.
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at? Is to do something with the model?
I'm just using it as an illustrative thing. I'll just lay it out and then, you know, let it go with that.
Okay.
I was going to build a simulation of the demolished site so that you could see that there's no debris. You know, with the Vermal, which is a web 3D technology, you can... You know, you could have a sense. In other words, I'm just trying to illustrate your ideas.
I'll play debunker, and I can debunk that one real fast. Oh, you just made that up.
Well,
that's
true.
That's why I stick with the evidence of the clean, you know, straight evidence.
I mean, if we go back to what I said before, if you want a really good illustration of Dr. Wood's research, then look at Dr. Wood's research in video format, because. As I say, we did this video in October last year. You can watch it for free on my website. I think Dr. Wood has it linked on her website as well.
If you go to wheredothetowersgo.com/shows, why don't you go to wheredothetowersgo.com? At the top, there's some links. Go to the shows page, and you get several videos in there.
And I've also got those on DVD, so you can go onto my website and I'll send you a DVD. If you haven't got any money, I'll send you it free, because, you know, I'm just producing them as cheaply as I can. And you can show that to anybody who's got a DVD player. You can't have it simpler than that. You're getting it from the horse's mouth, so you have no, you know, problems about misinterpreting or forgetting, you know, slightly or whatever. It's all there for you now. It's virtually free, so you've got everything you need if you want to take the information forward and, you know, illustrate it to whomever. It's all there for you now.
All righty. Thank you very very much, Maurice.
Yeah. Thanks for caring about this issue.
Absolutely.
That's important.
All righty. Let's take Tony in Florida. Tony, welcome to the program.
Yes, Deanna, Dr. Wood, and Andrew from the UK. Okay, I'm looking at that PDF file you're talking about, American Nuked. I'm on page 84, and I doubt if any of you have it right in front of you, but you may be familiar with this picture. It's called The Pit. And the funny thing about it is I've been watching a video of that all weekend long. I finally found it after a year. That's the 50 to 60 to 70-foot hole in the foundation of the World Trade Center. It's through the bathtub. It's down through the granite. The granite's all melted. It's all textured, melted. If you look at a detailed video of it that's been on the net for a few years, there's strange-looking multicolored pebbles of cantaloupe and melon size. There was obviously immense heat that blew this hole through the bathtub and through the granite. I wonder if any of you have any thoughts on this. Now you're telling me that this is what, what's his name, Duff and the guy at Harris was talking about.
Praise
in my mind, this confirms to me the Dmitry Kabalov theory of, I know you're laughing. Hey, okay, go ahead. How did that get there? And I'll shut up. Tell me, how did it get there? Something did it.
Now, let's start out with the evidence of what happened. On 9/11 and the days following that, there was all sorts of fire hoses on, you know, the debris field. There were no steam explosions. It rained. You know, if you have high heat, you have a steam explosion. Case closed. If you have a bomb going off in granite, then the seismic signal will travel through the granite to the seismic recording stations. Didn't happen. There were no signals that traveled through the earth. There was only surface waves. Also, if you have a bomb in the basement, you have a busted bathtub, Hudson River water comes in, you have a steam explosion. And that still doesn't explain how things turn to powder in midair as they're falling. A bomb in the basement doesn't cause to happen what happened. You first have to start with what happened. You don't start out with conclusions and work backwards. You start out with the evidence and let the evidence lead you to the conclusions and not let the conclusions color the evidence. So
I'll go to Dmitry Kalazov. Right, let's do Dmitry Kalazov, shall we? Because he wrote to me in, I forget when it was. It's all on my website, by the way, if you want to find it, because I posted some of the correspondence I had with him on my website. Very nice chat, by all accounts. Comes across very well, good communicator, very polite, very nice. But what he actually did was he lied. When I discussed with him that when I said, what about the damage to the bathtub, as Dr. Wood had just outlined, he didn't even know what the bathtub was. And then later he claimed that he did know what the bathtub was and he could explain what happened to it. And then he actually wrote to a friend of mine who'd also been supportive of some of the postings that we had been making regarding the destruction of the World Trade Center. And he wrote to this person and said that he'd written to me about the nuclear demolition hypothesis, and I changed my mind and I actually agreed with him. And he wrote to this friend of mine. So he basically lied to this friend of mine that I'd actually changed my mind based on what he told me, which was completely untrue. So when you have evidence that what he's shown is not correct because of the other evidence that, you know, he can't explain, and then evidence that he's lied, you can be pretty sure that the rest of what he's come up with is untrue. As regards the actual picture that you refer to in the document, It obviously can't have been done by a bomb because we've already gone through all of that. So you have to look at another type of process, which we have said since at least 2007, if not before, it's some type of nuclear process. It is just not a hot nuclear process, which is what other people are saying it is. And that information is all in the book, it's in the videos, and it's on the website.
So you're telling me that that hole was created from the top down, not the bottom up. Is that what you're saying?
We didn't say that. When?
No.
How did you get that idea?
We said that it was created.
I just got
that
idea.
We said that it was not created by a hot nuclear bomb. Right. That's essentially what we said. It was created by, who knows, some other process. Right. So that's what you've got to go and look at.
Well, it's there. It's awful strange. It's incredible to look at that thing in detail. I mean, the granite's melted. I mean, you guys have obviously seen
it. How do you know it's melted? I've got pictures of file cabinets they said were melted, but the paper in it's unburned.
So you can't melt it.
Now, I understand. I understand. Just one last thing, and I'll leave you alone here, is that about a year ago on another...
Could you hold on, Tony? We do have to cut to a break. We'll be right back. Just stay on over the break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome back. Our guests today have been Dr. Judy Wood and Andrew Johnson. Dr. Wood's websites are drjudywood.com and wheredidthetowersgo.com. And Andrew's website is checkTheEvidence.com. com, and we did have Tony on the line, and he talked about something that was melted, which probably may or may not be a good word to choose. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a whole lot of evidence, and you have to use all of the evidence to determine what happened. You can't just cherry pick one item of evidence and base everything on that, because, you know, think about chocolate chip cookies. One of their main ingredients is sugar. Well, just because you find a trace of sugar in something doesn't mean it's chocolate chip cookie. You know, coffee, some people put sugar in their coffee, that doesn't mean it's a chocolate chip cookie. So just because you find one detail that you interpret as, and then, you know, there's a lot of people that tend to put all their eggs in one basket on one detail that they've interpreted or misinterpreted. But if you look at the entire body of evidence.
The other thing I'd like to just bring up as well is we get this again and again where somebody brings up a picture like this and so on. So you can see that it's melted, therefore it must have been a nuclear device which heated it because of the heat required to cause such a change in the rock or some other similar thing. Well, again, we've got all the other evidence which shows heat wasn't involved. And also we have other things like Hurricane Erin, which hasn't come up in today's discussion. We get Dmitry Karlazov producing this 26-part, 4-hour-long video, or however long it is. He doesn't even mention that. And this is all in Dr. Wood's book, and it's in the videos that we've done. And if you're going to just ignore all that, then you ain't going to find the truth. You know, you might get fixated that it must have been a nuke because you understand nukes or, you know, you can handle nukes. But what we're looking at is a completely different type of process which no one talks about, no one wants to talk about, because it unlocks a secret which will change everyone's lives. And we know what nukes do. We know all about those now. We use them to create energy, as everyone knows, and it's created all these problems. And when it creates problems like that, the people that run the world don't care. They want to create problems. That's why people still are happy to talk about, for the powers that be, they don't mind people talking about ordinary nuke technology.
The other thing, too, is we have no idea about what this picture actually represents, where it was taken from. I mean, that's my thoughts. I'm totally unprofessional.
I don't know what date it was taken on, who took it, which direction it's pointing. It's not referenced.
Yeah, I also heard someone else interpret the surface of it as being smooth because someone applied a surfacing to it.
I mean, maybe there was some degradation in the rock of some kind, a small rock movement, and they were filling it with concrete or something to, you know, I don't know what it was without more information. You can't get that from this picture.
Right.
We don't know where it came from. If we could go and, you know, get a reference, we could look at whether there was a construction, you know, journal associated with it or something, find out what was done.
Right. But what we do know is
right after 9-11, well, I know the article it came from, and the article was talking about the ice age, you know, erosion from the ice age being in that rock, and
you know
that's why it was the way it was.
We've run out of time.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Dr. Judy Wood and Andrew Johnson. I hope that you'll join me again. It's been very interesting.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.